Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. I've just returned from the hospital where I met with a consultant to hear the results of tests that I recently underwent. A growth from inside my body was removed, and today I heard that everything's just fine. There's nothing to worry about. My unwelcomed guest was doing me no harm, and all is well. This was indeed good news, and I left the doctor's office glad and full of thanksgiving to God. But this episode got me to thinking about another unwelcome guest we play host to in our flesh, sin. In Romans chapter 17, verse 14, Paul tells us, "I am of the flesh, sold under sin." And then he goes on to illustrate this point by noting that the sin I commit is because sin dwells deep inside of me. It infects me, and it taints everything that I do. But this message of deeply embedded sin in our flesh is dismissed by many in our society today. Educational psychologists tell us that we are but a clean slate, and if we are placed in the right environment, with the right resources, training, and education, we can become really good people. Psychotherapy demands that we look deep within ourselves to discover our true identity. The best we can hope for when it comes to guilt is to come to grips with it and to work through it via self-discovery. Evolutionary biologists tell us that humanity is on an upward plane, working our way to utopia. And people on the street, well, they don't take sin very seriously either. For I often hear, "I don't need to go to church, I'm a good person." What they're doing is merely taking a quick, casual glance at their actions and concluding that they haven't done anything really wrong. Therefore, they are good people, and God should reward them, pat them on their back, and welcome them into heaven when they die. But none of these approaches takes the problem of sin seriously, for sin is deeply embedded in our flesh. But Martin Luther does, and he cuts to the core of the matter when he says, "God's law does not just concern outward existence or mere appearance. Instead, it penetrates to the heart and demands perfect obedience. That is why the law is not aimed at ephemeral matters and superficial behavior, but it is aimed at the core of the human heart. However, the world neither understands nor cares about all this, for the world can only recognize public, external sins. Similarly, the world neither sees nor realizes that the root and the core of these outer sins is contempt for God in inborn inner uncleanliness of the heart and disobedience to God's will. However, the sins that have not been healed by Christ are in everybody, and they remain there." Luther, echoing the words of St. Paul, wants us to have a crystal clear understanding that sin cannot be overcome by a good education, or by looking deeply within ourselves, or just by being who we are, or even pretending that sin isn't there. No, sin can only be healed by Jesus, or if you will, be surgically removed by Him. God's word of law is sharper than a two-edged sword which cuts us to pieces. His word of law convicts us of our sin, and it drives us to our knees in repentance. But then Jesus comes to us with His wonderful word of gospel. "I forgive you all your sins." So that which has been cut to shreds is now healed and restored as a new creation. A similar event takes place in baptism, where we discover that the old evil Adam, deep within us, our sinful nature, is drowned and put to death in the waters of holy baptism. But then, something amazing happens. We have been united with Christ and we rise a new creation, raised to life in Him. We are healed. We are forgiven. we are resurrected. God doesn't mess about with sin. He removes it. He gets rid of it. He cuts it out of our lives. And he does so through the proclamation of his word, both the word of law and the word of gospel. We who were once diagnosed terminally ill, infected with the fatal disease of sin, can now find hope in the words now pronounced over us by the great physician who has healed us from that sin through the work and the words of Jesus Christ. His word brings joy into our ears. Go in peace. Your sins have been forgiven. You are healed. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon ourselves the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.